Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Billy Grant IV, no, not his dad, the chef. Maybe that's another show in the works, I think. But Billy is here with us. He is a local financial advisor, and certainly people have a lot of questions about where the economy is going. And more importantly, what does that mean for me? What does that mean for you? And how much control do we have over our spending, over our saving? And so much more. That's what we're going to be discussing between now and the rest of the hour. Billy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Morgan. Appreciate you having me.
And speaking of your dad, the chef, I guess you guys had an event last night. He was teaching some people how to cook. That is wild.
Yeah, it was a great event. We hosted some friends and families over at the Fire by Forge. It's a nonprofit kitchen in Hartford, and had my dad come in and cook, teach everyone how to make fresh homemade gnocchi with a sage brown butter sauce. It was awesome.
Ooh, tasty. Everybody had a good dinner last night, that I assume. All right, Billy, what I want to talk with you about is how I've been following the markets every day in the news from my standpoint, and I really wish that I could say something inspiring here. I'm going to leave that up to you, because one day the markets seem to be rallying, and then the next day, or perhaps even the next hour, they plummet and they change. And I can't make heads or tails out of it. What's going on?
It's a great question, Morgan. You know, I think part of the reason why we see that volatility is the world has changed. You know, we've got so much access to information now, so big news can break, and we all hear about it much faster than we did in the past, which could lead people to execute trades faster in the past. And couple that with the ability to access your portfolios and trade faster nowadays, it's right on your mobile device, we can see those big swings in the market. But, you know, to take it a step back, it's absolutely been volatile looking at short-term and even long-term. You know, in 2023, we saw that markets were positive almost 26%. 2024, markets were positive almost 25%. And then here coming into 2025, just in the first quarter, saw markets pull back almost 18-19% in just a couple of months. Today, the S&P 500 sits at about negative 3.5%. So we've recovered a lot of the losses that we've seen so far this year, but it's certainly been a stressful ride for a lot of consumers.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that I was questioning in my head, because it seems like I've been hearing the word recession a lot recently, that's for sure. But I said to myself, I've heard this before, and I went back in my news archive, and we were talking about it on WTIC, people who were concerned about it as far back as 2022, and yet here we are 3 years later, we're still talking about, is a recession possible? Have we reached that time for a reset?
Well, you know, if you look at the economists across the country, most have increased their probability of a recession happening this year. And, you know, I think that's obvious, right? I mean, the market's pulled back, so they've adjusted their outlook to see that it's more likely that we would see a recession. You know, at the end of the day, though, we got to keep in mind that these bouts of volatility are a part of the market, right? You know, when we look back at historical market returns, we know that these intra-year downturns are going to happen. The S&P 500, which broadly is known as an indicator for the market, usually intra-year drops about 14% every year. Even though, with that in mind, you know, of the last 45 years, the S&P 500's ended the year positive 34 of those times. So more often than not, the market's going to have volatility throughout the year, although it will find itself recovered by the end of the year. So recession or not, I think that's a great argument for investors to try to ride out those storms. Trying to pick a low or a high spot is really not an effective investment strategy.
So in other words, what you're saying here, at least to a degree, there can be some positivity if you're smart about it, right?
Yeah, I think statistically, looking at the market's historical performance, if you stay in it, it's certainly paid off in the end. And that's tough to do. You know, when you look at your money, it's an emotional thing. And so, you know, as an advisor, I think it's our job to try to coach our clients through those times and how to take advantage of what's going on, right? Volatility, if deployed properly, could be your friend. And I think this brings up rebalancing. Rebalancing is a really important strategy. If you looked at the beginning of this year, you probably were overweight in your growth portfolio because growth had such a good year last year. Those big name tech stocks just killed it last year. And certainly in the last couple of months, we've seen those big tech names pull back. So it would have been a great time to rebalance at the start of this year, take some profits in your growth stocks that just did great in 24, and rebalance those to other areas of your portfolio, maybe your bonds, your value positions, your dividend payers. And sure enough, those stocks held up really well during the first quarter of this year. So rebalancing is a really important strategy to help you get through these bouts of volatility.
People, though, are still going to panic, whether they should or shouldn't, I guess depends on their situation. I would imagine, though, being a financial advisor, when there is some kind of volatility, when it makes my newscasts and people get worried, they must come to you and maybe they don't know what to do or maybe they're freaking out. How do you answer their questions and concerns, just generally speaking?
It's a great question. You know, I think you got to take a step back and define why you got into the investment in the first place. And if you have deployed your assets in a proper way, you know when you need the money, and you employ a risk tolerance that is parallel with that, you got to kind of help them remember that and not panic and get off that path that they're on. You know, if we identify an appropriate risk tolerance for the dollars that we're looking at, we shouldn't be panicking when major market events happen because we know that they're going to happen. This isn't the first time and certainly not going to be the last time. So we got to remind folks to keep that in mind. And at the end of the day, you know, what is our other option? You know, if we get out of the market during these bouts of volatility, more often than not, it's going to hurt us in the long run. You know, we know that when we see these big declines, they're usually followed by big returns. And you said that right when we started to kick this off. And, you know, this first quarter of the year has been basically a golden case study of that, you know, seeing the market just absolutely plummet one day and skyrocket another day. Nobody knows what's going to happen on any given day. So the best strategy we could recommend for our clients is to stay the course.
Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. Maybe they're playing politics, but is some of this actually political or can it be political?
It certainly can be political. I mean, you know, who's in the president's seat has impact on taxes, international affairs, tariffs, right? And I think that's brought a lot more to the forefront of the conversation. And corporate profits have really taken a back seat right now. You know, I think the market right now is looking for kind of that catalyst. It's looking for that good news. You know, particularly if there's uncertainty, the market really doesn't like that, right? And if the president's not clear about what his approach is, now that might be a negotiation tactic that could work. The market really doesn't like that uncertainty. And so we'll see the market much more reactive to pieces of news that are coming out, whether that's a trade deal that gets striked with the UK and seeing the market react really positively to that because there's uncertainty going on right now. So, you know, who's in office is important, but at the end of the day, you know, consumers are still addicted to consumption, right? I mean, we all love to buy new things. If Apple comes out with the new iPhone, people are going to buy it. We need our healthcare products. We need our consumer staples. All that's true regardless of who's in the political office.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and he is local financial analyst and advisor Billy Grant. Billy, take a quick moment before we go into the break. Tell people how they can find you, learn a little bit more about what you do, maybe even get in touch with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Feel free to Google me, Google Billy Grant, Ameriprise Financial. You'll find my website. or feel free to shoot me an email, william.grant@ampf.com, if you want to set up some time to chat.
Morgan Cunningham with you on WTIC News Talk 1080. And my guest is Billy Grant. And he and I, actually, I've got to admit this to you because I am as honest as I can be with my audience. He and I went to high school together, a grade apart. And after all these years, well, if you had told me in high school that after all these years I would have had him on my talk show, I probably would have said you're crazy, and I probably would have said I wouldn't have a talk show. But here we are. Billy, a pleasure to be sharing some time with you.
Likewise, Morgan.
There's so much to talk about with budgets and the economy, and we did a little taste on kind of what's going on with markets and investments in general before we took the break, and now we are coming back. And I want to ask you about one person's particular situation, okay? There's something about my job. I just hear from people who tell me their life story. And in this particular case, this guy is 29 years old. So roughly our age. I'm 28, almost 29. And he says, well, you know, Morgan, I've kind of had a rocky career, one job to the next. He has been getting a better footing from what I understand, but he's living in an expensive city. He's trying to pay off consumer debt and student loan debt. He wants to propose to his longtime girlfriend. He's saving up for a house. He's thinking about starting a family in the future. Whoa. Where do you begin, Billy, with a situation like that? Because he actually didn't know you were coming on the show, but I said I'm going to get this answered for you on the air, so I hope he's listening. Where do you begin with that?
Yeah, it can be stressful and daunting, you know, looking at all those goals. But I don't think that he's alone in that. I think there's a lot of folks that we talk to who are in very similar places. You know, it's a busy world out there, and we all have a lot of goals and things that are important to us, milestones that we want to achieve. And it can be really challenging trying to create a prioritization of what's most important to you. And I think that's kind of where you got to start, right? We only have so many chips on the table to deploy towards our goals. We've got to sit down and be honest with ourselves about what are the most time sensitive and what are the most important to us and try to attack it in that way. You know, sometimes it may be that it's just not feasible to achieve all of our goals. And, you know, you want to sit down with a professional and go over that plan. That way you have good expectations of what is feasible and not leading yourself up for disappointment. And also trying to maximize your strategy. And it's different for everybody, you know, depending on what's your interest rate on your loans, what does your emergency reserve situation look like, how consistent is your income, are you commission-based or salary-based, is it a single-income household or a dual-income household? All of these different variables could determine or differentiate how we would approach someone's financial plan, but everyone's plan at our team, the Harbor Tides Capital team, is unique. And so I would definitely encourage that individual to reach out to a professional and try to develop a roadmap that's specific to them.
Generally speaking, you know, there are people who say, well, okay, I want to propose to my girlfriend. I don't want to save up for my house. But maybe in the next 6 months, if I pay off all of my debt, I'll be able to do that, accomplish my other goals. But I don't think it really works that way unless you have a really good financial situation. And it seems like this guy is trying to get off to a good start, but isn't quite there yet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, very well can be true. You know, paying off debt is a big goal for a lot of our clients. But, you know, we need to pay attention to what type of debt it is, what's the interest rate. If it's student loans, is there any opportunity that it could be forgiven based on the industry that they're in? We don't want to go ahead and rip out our emergency reserves or pull money from our retirement accounts to pay off liabilities that might have a low interest bearing it on them. Now, consumer debts, credit cards that could have 20% interest, that's a little bit different than student loans or maybe a mortgage. And you might want to be more geared towards paying that down aggressively as fast as you can. So, you know, debt is saddling a lot of Americans right now. And I think it's important to try to find that balance between paying that debt off and also saving for your future and building your emergency reserves. You know, we know that time is your biggest asset. And if our plan is to just wait to start investing until all of our debt is paid off, you know, you may not have enough time left to now start getting invested and accumulate a portfolio that would allow you the ability to separate from your employer at some point in your 50s or 60s or even 70s. So a lot of our clients are balancing both at the same time. They are both investing in building their emergency reserves and paying off their debt at the same time.
One person in broadcasting gave me some wisdom long, long ago, and I think that it applies to our conversation here, and that was never compare yourself to somebody else, okay? Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to have more. They're going to have more success. They're going to have more money. They're going to be in a bigger home. They're going to have nicer cars, whatever it is. Don't compare yourself to somebody else and say that you should be there too. Would you agree with that wisdom?
Absolutely. I think it's a distraction. You know, you want to pay attention to what's going on outside of your world because you can learn from other people, but other people's situations might not be exactly the same as yours. So you don't want to expect that because it's happening to them that it should be happening to you and get down on yourself because your situation is different from them. So I think there's a bit of a dichotomy there where you do want to go out and learn from people, but you also want to focus inward, right? And I experienced this a lot when I was starting my practice. You know, there's many financial advisors that started at the same time as me, and maybe they had a different approach, you know, targeting their natural market or a different part of the market that they were really comfortable with. And, you know, it's great to see how other people are building their businesses. You know, I'm a student of my trade and I love to do that, but at times it could be a little distracting, right? And it could make me feel down on myself because maybe when I tried to go at it in that direction, it didn't work as well. But that's because that's unique to them, and I've got to find my lane. I think consumers and investors, they hit their strides at different points, and it's important to just kind of put your nose down and stick to your plan and not let the outside world deviate you from your own path.
Not to put you on the spot and not to out you too much here, but you are a young father. And congratulations to you and Ariana and your family, by the way. But my question to you is this. How has the experience of becoming a dad shaped you and some of the advice that you might give somebody?
You know, it's a good question. I think in a lot of ways it makes you more sensitive. You know, being a dad is totally changed my world. I probably could cry at the drop of a hat just thinking about my daughter, which wasn't always the case for me. And so you kind of approach everything with a little bit more sensitivity. You also realize how precious time is, seeing her grow up over the last 14 or 15 months here and how fast it's gone. You know, I want to spend time with her. And I think as a financial advisor working with investors, you know, it may feel like our goal is to always tell our clients to save more, to be more prepared, but life is short, you know, and I've seen that in my practice too. I've seen individuals who have been at the doorstep of retirement and maybe have sacrificed uncountable amount of travel, dinners with their family, enjoyment centers, and passed away right at the doorstep of retirement. And then to see their spouse, you know, go on to not travel in the way that they thought they would. And so you've got to remember that and keep that in mind. As much as we want folks to be prepared, people got one life to live and they want to make the most of it. And we need to be sensitive of that and make sure that we're advising people on both ends. I think as the advisor, our goal is to at least provide the education of where they're heading and give them an expectation. If you spend this much and you have this much, here's where we think that'll lead you 5, 10, 15 years from now. Some clients have big goals to leave money behind. Other clients, their goal is for that last check to bounce when they exit this world. And so it's not for us to say. It's just our job to help give them as much education as we can so they feel comfortable with the path that they're on.
Billy, final thoughts here. I wanted to talk a little bit about alternate forms of investment. Let's start off with crypto. What are your thoughts in general on that?
Well, I think as an investor, you know, you always want to allocate every dollar you have with a purpose, right? So I think if you had some funds that you thought you were comfortable just completely losing, that you didn't need in the short term, and you had an interest in crypto, you were willing to go out and do that research of that investment, it could be suitable. But I think it could also be a very dangerous investment if you're using it as somewhat of a gambling play or not doing your research or particularly investing money that you could need to buy your fiance's wedding ring next month, like we were talking about in our last segment, or need for a down payment, right? There's so much news out there now of people doing great in crypto and people that have become millionaires from it. And certainly those things are absolutely true. But to think that that's going to be your average day investor, somebody who just Googles a couple things about crypto, going to become a millionaire off of it, is probably pretty far-fetched. So I think if you're going to do it, you got to do it reasonably. You got to be prepared to lose money. It shouldn't be money that you need at any point in the near term. And you've definitely got to do your research.
Is that something that you're finding younger people are taking advantage of more, trying out crypto, maybe an app on their phone? Because I hear from a lot of listeners, and maybe I'm stereotyping here a little bit, but some older listeners of mine who've reached out to me with concerns about crypto, is it something that is more generational? Someone who is maybe my age, 28, a little more willing to take that risk?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's twofold. It is individuals who are younger can have an higher aptitude for risk, right? They've got more time until they're retired, so they have the ability to take on more speculative investments, but also could be a little bit more societal, right? And just that younger investors are online and they're hearing about these crypto investments more than, you know, our baby boomer clients.
Let me ask you about precious metals, because I hear on radio or podcasts or YouTube, or I see on television so many commercials that are hyping it up. You know, you have got to buy gold now and you've got to do it today and you're going to be a millionaire in retirement tomorrow or whatever. Okay. Is that true? Is it all that it's hyped up to be, precious metals?
Well, I certainly don't think you'll become a millionaire in retirement by investing in precious metals, but it can be a great diversifier. And this year has been a good case study for that. You know, we've seen gold do really well this year. And if you are someone who's approaching retirement or approaching need of your funds, and you were fully invested in stocks, particularly growth stocks, and you needed to liquidate some of that during this year, you'd be really stressed out. And so having some access to funds that are not correlated to traditional stocks and bonds could be a really good safe haven in a year like this year to be able to liquidate some of your gold and take positive returns on that. Now, that being said, you know, historically looking back, gold has lagged in return relative to the S&P 500 and the stock market. So I think if you're going to overweight gold, you're probably going to lose money in the long term, but it's going to give you a more smooth roller coaster than someone who's overweight growth stocks. So it really just depends on the individual and what where they're at in that kind of glide path of life, whether precious metals are something that you want to consider at all or not at all.
As far as alternative forms of investment, and by that I mean not the traditional stock market. Okay, we talked about crypto, a little bit about precious metals. Is there anything that's kind of up and coming that maybe you're aware of, but just the average listener or myself might not have heard of yet? Or is it pretty much those two things? Like, I hear a lot about those two, but is there anything else, anything I'm missing?
Well, it's nothing new, but real estate is certainly one of them. You know, I think today's world with TV shows on how to flip properties, so much information online on YouTube. Most of my clients are really interested in having rental properties. It can be a great source of income in retirement and another diversifier away from traditional stocks and bonds, and a diversifier away from even crypto and precious metals. So I think if you can put yourself in a position where you're not fully dependent on the returns of the S&P 500, it's probably going to make you feel a little less stressed out as you're approaching your retirement.
What about with higher interest rates? You've got CDs, treasury bills, things like that. What are your thoughts on those?
Cash reserves are critical. You know, regardless of whether interest rates are high or not, you've got to have that foundation. You know, we'll typically recommend someone to have 3 to 6 months worth of their expenses in cash reserves. And that could be in money market, CDs, treasury bills. Treasury bills are state income tax free, which is nice. Maybe even ultra short duration bonds, which come with a little bit more risk, but higher interest rates. Those can be great things to consider. That way your money's working for you. You know, the emergency reserves are not necessarily the sexy stuff that's going to grow and compound like crazy. Right now, higher interest rates, they are compounding more than they had been 5 to 10 years ago. But regardless, again, where interest rates are, whether they're more attractive like they are today or in the 2% range like they have been historically, having that emergency reserve allows you to get through the volatility of life. I mean, it happens all the time with my clients. Things don't go as planned, right? Medical emergencies come up. Things in your family situation change. Layoffs or job changes happen. And when those things happen and the market's volatile, cash is always king.
Billy, I really appreciate your time. We've got about a minute left. Anything else you want to mention? Anything else that we didn't get to?
I think some of the just the basics for new investors are that I want to harp on is, again, really focusing on your emergency reserves. Maybe think about favoring Roth early in your career and pivoting more towards pre-tax later in your career. Take advantage of HSAs, FSAs, dependent care accounts. Always review your beneficiaries across all accounts. Make sure that they're in line. Don't make a mess for your family should something happen to you. And try to have a conversation with your elderly parents. Nowadays, we're seeing that medical fatigue is happening early and earlier for our family members, and we need to be prepared to step up and help them through those times. Make sure that they have a will, power of attorney, health care directives, maybe a trust if it's important. Have PODs and PODs on their account. You've got to be willing to have open and comfortable conversations with those people that are most important to you.
And Billy, how can people find you quickly?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Morgan. You can find me by Googling Billy Grant at Ameriprise. You'll find my website, or feel free to send me an email at william.grant@ampf.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.